When you look at the account that St. Luke gives of the presentation of the God-man in the temple, one aspect of his account that is particularly striking is how often St. Luke relates what is happening to the law of God, the law given through Moses to the people of Israel on Mount Sinai and beyond. He keeps repeating that what St. Joseph and Our Lady are doing is in accordance with the law of God. Over and over he mentions this. St. Luke is driving home the truth of what our Lord himself says as an adult many years later, that he has not come to abolish the law. He has come to fulfill it. He has come to live according to the law in its most perfect form, to honor his heavenly Father as man to the fullest degree that man is capable of doing so, in perfection itself. And this begins through the ministry of his own mother, Our Lady, and his foster father, St. Joseph. From the very first moment of his life, our Lord lives willingly, if you like, in accordance with the law that God has handed down to the people of Israel. That law stresses purity and holiness. It is, however, unable to grant purity and holiness. It can only require it. It lays down regulation, what man must do before Almighty God in terms of sacrifice. But the law cannot make a man holy. Only God makes a man holy. And so we have here in the presentation the coming together of the two elements that are vital for you and for me, the law of God and the presence of God. The law which we must fulfill, a law which has been completed in Christ, but still binds us in so many ways. Think of the backbone of the law of God in the Ten Commandments, still binding on us because they're not simply regulations, they're descriptions of us. But that law which our Lord fulfills and now summons us to fulfill, that law requires the presence of Almighty God in the human person. And in the Feast of the Presentation, we have that great moment. God has come to man. God has become man in the person of our Lord. And now through faith and in the church, our Lord offers to you and to me that same coming together of the law of God and the presence of God within the heart of man. Our union with God, this feast is telling us, is not solely about purity of mind, it's also about purity of body. How we act and how we live, that too is an essential element of our communion with Almighty God. Today, in the Feast of the Presentation, the willingness of our Lord's mother and Saint Joseph, the willingness of our Lord himself to fulfill that law outwardly as well as inwardly is being renewed, as the church is being reminded of it afresish. We are given the grace to do the same, to live a life of holiness. Today, our Holy Father, not the present Holy Father, our last Pope, Blessed John Paul II, dedicated in 1996 as a day of particular prayer for the consecrated life. In other words, our monks, our religious, our nuns, our sisters in the religious life, those men and women who have consecrated themselves to the service of Almighty God utterly and completely, who have given themselves body and soul to the worship of God, in a sense very much like the prophetess Anna, whom Our Lady and St. Joseph and our Lord encounter in the temple on that day. Our religious are important to the church because they remind us of the prime importance of God. Their whole lives, in fact, even their way of dress, is a statement to the world: God must come first, not just for them, but for us. We can crowd our lives with so many other things, and our religious remind us, God must come first. We are fortunate in having the Benedictine monks of Buckfast so close, and the Benedictine sisters associated with them. We are privileged in our diocese to have the Carmelites among us. We're privileged in our diocese to have so many religious men and women. Today, the church is asked to pray for them, for the strength of their vocation, to pray also for new vocations to the religious life, not only because it is their path to heaven, but it also strengthens us. Their prayers strengthen us, their witness strengthens us, and all pointing to the same truth that is made manifest by this feast of the Presentation. We are made to be holy, not only in spirit, but in body. We are made to be pure, not only in thought, but in action. We are made to be gods. I need to explain that. When I say we're made to be gods, we're not made to become gods. We are made to belong to God in mind, and in soul, and in body, and in action, entirely His. Our religious remind us of that, and this Feast of the Presentation, in accordance with the law of God, points to exactly the same mystery. Let us ask our Holy Mother, Mary, who so willingly brought her Son to dedicate to the Father, to bring us too, her adopted children, to be dedicated in service of mind and of body to the love of God and to the service of neighbor.